Waking up in the middle of the day feels like a dream. Walking halls in the middle of the night, not my favorite thing. Waking up in the middle of my life, nothing's what it seems. I feel the fire come alive. Feel the fire come alive.
I interview people who are really at the cutting edge of awakening to new realities, new ways of looking at the world, and new belief structures, and how we can shift the nature of the reality we think we live in, because the conditioning and the cultural brainwashing has led us to believe that the world is a certain way, and we're finding out over and over again it's really not that way, the way we have thought it was and been programmed and conditioned to think it is. And it's time we think for ourselves, and I welcome original independent thinkers on this program to share their own investigations. And tonight's guest, Tommy Hawkblood, is one of these people who have a developed their own way of seeing the world, their own original, unique perspective. So, Tommy, welcome to the program.
Greetings. Hi. It's been a long time.
Yes, yes. I knew Tommy when he lived in New Jersey. What was that, 15 years ago? And you disappeared. But you were one of the first people to talk about orbs on digital cameras. You were probably the first, you know?
We were the first people, my friend and me, first people to go public filming orbs in front of lots of people. We did it in New York City in front of about 300 people. And it became a big thing now, and now that's all you hear. I don't even want to say names. I don't want to get everybody in trouble and myself in trouble. But, I mean, there's a ranch where it basically everybody goes there to see orbs and ships and everything.
Right.
And there are so many claims about that, about what orbs are, what they do, they're spiritual beings, they're this, that, and the other thing. And also, I was into that for a couple of years because we started seeing them everywhere and taking pictures of them. But I realized they're not that really important for mankind. Mm. They do come around any kind of energy. I mean, they say, oh, it's spiritual energy. You can be doing anything, violent, happy, sad. Whatever the emotions are, they'll come to the emotions more so than anything else. Tons of pictures doing anything, everything.
What are they? Entities, beings, interdimensional? What do you think they are?
Well, to me, they're interdimensional energy beings. They don't have a body. They're kind of like without a full mind. They're kind of lost, like not like souls that move on into the astral world or anything, but they're kind of floating around just dealing with energy. So they'll come to energy, and it's like not like they're learning things, but they feel good around energy, so they'll come to it, good, bad, as long as the energy has any kind of strength or power, they're pulled into it. I mean, many people say, well, they see this and this happens. I'm a rebel as far as healing and channeling. I'm like a total rebel. I'm so against everything that people say out there about that.
All right, let's talk about like, you know, what you've been doing the last 15 years and what you're against and what you're for. And it's good to shake people up, you know, and these people make channeling into a dogma, into a religion. And well, what do you think? What have you been working on?
Les? Well, I've been working on spiritual traveling, and basically in Hawaii, there's a lot of serious like chemtrails going on. They're playing with the harp system out here. There's a lot of vibrations. I mean, the people are talking about the earth sounds and everything. I've been hearing them for 3 years already. And the sounds of the earth moving and just weird sounds.
Out in Hawaii, you're hearing that? What does it sound like, the earth moving?
Well, it's kind of like, I would say, like, not like, it's between a low hum a kind of like a motor spinning and kind of like up and down volume. So, I mean, if you stick your fingers in your ears, you hear a sound. That's yeah. not the same sound. All right. I mean, it's not your heartbeat pumping through your body, and it's not that kind of a sound. It's about that sound level. I tried recording it, and it was never loud enough to record. But I did talk to many people on the island, and they all hear it. I'd say 1 out of 10 would hear it. But it's in the middle of the night. It's not like you can hear it during the day for some reason. But I also contribute. On the Big Island, they uh-huh. have the harp system, and they play with that a real lot. And they got a thermal power plant there. And in that plant, they shut it down for a while. And while it was supposedly being shut down, there's ships over it, shooting beams of light inside it and everything else. So, yeah, there's a lot going on the Big Island. People say, oh, well, did we have a harp system up on the mountains up there? And even in Maui, we have a harp system. And they bring the harp boat, which is a giant, giant ship with this big satellite on the back. They bring it in every 6 months and bounce beams off. And then they've been laying all these black boxes in the ocean, which is actually deterring the dolphins from coming in different parts of Hawaii. And that's really sad. I don't know how it's affecting the whales, but the whales just came in again. So, I mean, it's not making the whales stay away. But as far as the dolphins on the side that I'm on, there's not one dolphin here, and we didn't see one, and like they didn't see any on this side for 10 years. Considering there used to be large numbers here.
Yeah. Well, so what's like the spiritual landscape look like? What else? I mean, of course, there's these conspiracies. There's these underground black projects. There's a lot of weird stuff happening. Yeah.
Well, here's as far as the conspiracy goes. We have hundreds and hundreds of people channeling angels. All right. First of all, these people, a lot of the people don't believe in the Bible.
Right.
And they're working with angels. Why would you work with angels that are basically out of the Bible if you don't believe in the Bible? I mean, most of the angels that everybody channels, there's like 10 angels in the Bible. And they're the ones, they don't even use half of them. They use maybe 4 of them. So why are they using those angels, first of all? And then if you go through Bible, I mean, every time the angels came out, something dramatic happened. They don't need somebody to come through to say everything's beautiful. The same as all these people channeling these aliens. I was working with abductees for about 15 years and doing psychic implant removals and stuff. So that's still going on. So when these people say, well, they can't interfere with us, they've been interfering with us for over 50, almost 100 years already, and they still are. And the cattle mutilations and all those kind of things are still going up. I mean, Linda Moen Howe just did a big thing about that because, like, last month it was 12 again.
Yeah.
So people say that these things aren't happening, but I have my own reasons why they all fit together.
Why? Can you share that? Because that's what I'm really interested in.
All right. Let's take how man got to the planet in the first place.
Okay.
Basically, we were brought here by a reptilian race. People don't want it. I mean, when they get into the DNA, which will be in the next 2 years, they'll start seeing these extra strands of DNA, which they have no clue. They'll say they're alien DNA. All right. People don't want to say reptilian. That's fine. But if you look at the statues and some of the things, it's not normal beings that they were working with. And for people to call them gods, and now all this energy is going to the Mayan people, like they were mass killers. People don't realize that. They almost killed the whole Aztec completely out, and they sacrificed people constantly. So here's what people consider a spiritual race, and they have this calendar. Who gave them a calendar? People take small parts of information, and they like say, okay, this is it. And I said, you have to dig around every part of it. Where did it come from? How long ago did it really get here? So if they had this clock that tells everything about our astrology, even into the next future part of our lives or worlds, who gave it to them? We didn't have the ability to do all that time work. And if you have to go back to the reptilian race that brought us here, obviously they were here for hundreds of years, thousands of years before we were. So yeah, they know where the planets are and the solar system, how it moves and things like that. Sure, they can draw a clock at that. But what's changing that, I don't know if you're up on who's dealing with time travel and how
I am. David Anderson, someone I interviewed on this program. And do you know his?
Yeah. Do you know Basigio too?
Andrew Basagio. Yeah. I don't know what to make of him. I haven't talked to him directly, but.
I know you're close to Alex and Al Bielek and Preston Nichols and those kind of people too, right?
I don't really buy the whole Montauk thing. I think a lot of it is a little. I don't think the whole story's out about Montauk. So I'm not that.
You know, there's a new book out. Sean David Martin just put a new book out, and it's all about what actually was going on because he was involved with parts of that with the certain people. And I don't want to get into that because that's just like that's government stuff. And
but what
that's
do you think Andrew Basaggio's work?
You know, he said Obama was on Mars when he went there. I mean, if you want to believe that, that's fine. If it's true, it's fine.
I do not believe that. I think that's, like, insane.
Well,
of course, it depends what reality you're tuning into. Maybe there's a reality that Obama was on Mars. I don't know. It's like,
see, I agree with that. Now, my point is the only thing that's important is what we're doing with our own spiritual self right now.
I agree.
To believe that aliens are going to come down and make us go into fifth dimension is the biggest crock. Yeah. Now, the other thing is people really don't want to have disclosure because when disclosure happens, they're going to know that the government's been working with them for 100 years. Tesla got all his inventions from an alien, that we're in this place right now that they're creating for a reason, and it's not for 6 billion people. Mm-hmm. And the spiritual side, they want us to stay here. They don't want us to unfold. Because if we unfold, then we can go beyond this physical torture chamber, whatever you want to call it. I mean, everybody says, oh, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. My definition, people love the word bliss, mm-hmm. like the oneness state, and they go into bliss. Mm-hmm. That's a temporary stagnant state. I mean, it feels good. I mean, you can go into bliss, but bliss is the next first step before you step out of your body. So you take the next step from there, you're outside of the body, and then you could experience soul what it is, and then you have a greater meaning of what your whole reality is based on that. But without
we came here because the reptilians genetically manipulated our DNA and we then incarnated as soul beings through this hybridization of human beings, right?
Well, there are, the way I describe it, Atlantis had 9 different races.
Okay.
5 races spiritually left, the blue race, the green race. I call them the crystal race. I mean, we have the red, yellow, white, and black races here now. But all the other races, I mean, all the deities and the angels became are different colors. Why? Because they're of a higher race right now. But that left the Enochian people here. I mean, the giants and the little people fighting, and then the reptilians came in and started controlling everything. I mean, they were all brought here in different ways and different levels.
So what should we do now? Like, what's the situation? It's great to have this history, but what's our situation now and what can we do?
Okay, the basic thing that anybody can do right now is start finding a spiritual exercise or a physical exercise in a meditation place where they can actually focus on the inner consciousness of themselves, even if it's the block out everything that they're thinking about, working with, and they have to learn how to peacefully close their mind down. At that point, it's easy to become aware of soul and being able to leave the body. I give a lot of techniques and ways to work with that, but the simplest one you can find is probably the most important one. There's another technique out there called Kunlun, and it puts people into bliss within days rather than years or lifetimes.
Did you, study with Max Christensen on the
Book? Yeah, right. I was a student. I mean, I became a teacher under him too. But I kind of pulled out of that because the bliss state is beautiful for a while, but you have to go beyond that. And you have to always look further. Unless you're happy with where you are. People are happy here. They're going to keep reincarnating here. And, I mean, they want to make this heaven. This is never going to be heaven because you have a physical body that goes through the pain, suffering, and abuse and everything that – and I'm telling you, the world would be a beautiful place if man can control the sexual desire in his brain. And then the other, I mean, here's the Ten Commandments. Nobody can follow them. I mean, what would it hurt not to kill people? I mean, like, it's not a bad thing. It doesn't hurt other people. But people want to go into the superdimensional state, go to 6. I'll tell you, there's 12 levels in the astral plane and the physical plane. And they're talking about 6th dimension. Go to the 12th dimension. You'll still be in the astral plane. And Shirley MacLaine talked about the silver cord in 76 or whatever year it was.
Yeah.
And nobody even admits to that. Most people don't realize that their soul is connected to the body, and that keeps them in the astral plane. But that can also be changed. You can cut that. Oh, then you die. That's not true. I mean, I had a medicine woman I studied with for 24 years, and she debated me all the time. And I said, that's funny. Once I was cutting that cord, I was able to go into the higher realms. I met with the deities. I met with the, not God itself. I did once, but the lower gods. There's a God in all these dimensions that keep those worlds in control. And people don't want to talk about any of that. Just the angels that are teaching them how to be spiritual and love is great. I'm not saying love isn't important. It would be if everybody respected it the same. It's like the way I would describe that. Take, say, 6 billion people become super spiritual, loving beings. Mm-hmm. You take 10 million people, give them machine guns and machetes and put them out there. They could slaughter those people because they're not going to be able to defend themselves, not going to be able to kill those people. See, once you realize the laws of yourself and spirit, you can't kill. So, and then these things, and I was native. I became aware of most of my lives. And the one that I'm more concerned now is my life with Jesus. Because people, including religious people in general, they have no clue what Jesus was teaching. Jesus had the most important message that I know since I became aware from even my life in Atlantis, bringing a message to this world that is beyond what anybody is talking about right now.
What is Jesus? What was the message?
Basically, Jesus was teaching how to leave the physical body. Because, I mean, if you take what he said, if, give your life over and you'll have eternal life. If you try to hold on to it, you'll lose it. I mean, simple wordings is the people conceive it physically. But Jesus was working with disciples. They couldn't understand what he was saying. I mean, if you read the Bible, he says to them over and over, I tell you, and you still don't listen. How could he tell a person, oh, love somebody? How could they not listen to that? That's too simple. Then when Jesus was killed, I was there. So Mary Magdalene did have Jesus' daughter. But Jesus, when he left, Mary was responsible for teaching all his disciples. And when his disciples started following her, Peter totally refused to listen to Mary Magdalene. He says, I'm not going to listen to a woman. And women were nobodies in those days. So here's this woman that has this incredible message to bring to the world. And even Peter totally denies it. But it took time, and Peter finally listened to what she was saying, and then he was able to leave his body and meet with Jesus. Not like Jesus physically came walking around, shaking everybody's hand. Not that he went to India. Not that he didn't die. He did die, because if he didn't die, he would have never been able to prove the principle that he was teaching.
But didn't he die and then resurrect the body?
See, that's the physical concept of the people that were so limited around him. All right. I mean, Paul never met Jesus in the physical body. All his writings is from meeting him in the spiritual body.
Right.
Peter actually met Jesus when he was alive. But then when he was killed, he met with him in his spirit body. But that's what Mary Magdalene was teaching. And obviously nobody, I mean, that was just like voodoo, witchcraft, black magic. It was condemned. And that's why she had to go underground and go into hiding to finish her teachings. I mean, I don't know if it was actually the Knights of Templar, or what's the other word?
France. Didn't she go to France with her family?
No. I mean, that was her daughter. She only lived for 100 and something years. Her daughter took over. I wasn't there, so I couldn't say what happened to her daughter. Mm-hmm. But her daughter was the fountain head of the power, and the army was protecting her because she kept the lineage going. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I wrote my first book right the week before the Da Vinci Code came out. I put my first book out. And there I didn't want to get into what Jesus was doing with Mary because I guess people didn't want to hear it, but I said they were in love with each other. But she did have his daughter. He never met her in the physical. And then the disciples.
Jesus never met his daughter in the physical, you're saying?
Right.
So you're saying after Jesus was crucified, he was buried, and he never came back into the body, the Shroud of Turin, all that?
Oh, no, he wasn't buried. He was never buried.
What happened to his body?
The body was never found. The shroud is the only evidence that they have that he was there. I mean, his that I can't say. I wasn't inside the tomb when his body disappeared. I was a female in that lifetime, and Mary Magdalene was my closest friend. Uh-huh. So I was in the temple with her most of the time, and even the last month while Jesus was alive. Uh-huh. And he was trying to tell his people to listen to what he's saying, and they still couldn't understand what he was saying. And if it was just teaching everybody love, I think they would have been able to understand that simply. But Jesus put a lot of things in there that most New Age people, most people don't want to hear.
Like what?
Because, okay, I mean, he says it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich person to go into heaven. Uh-oh, that means all these rich people aren't going to go to heaven. Probably it's so true because you can't be rich. And here's my viewpoint on that. How can you be rich if you know there's one child in your neighborhood starving, never mind in your state starving, and all these people are being abused, and you're sitting there with your rich little brand-new house, car, and everything else? See, I mean, that's kind of like, that's way I perceive what Jesus said when he meant that, because people that have money are not really aware of the bad side of life. Even Buddha, he was in a temple. He was in a beautiful castle. He didn't know anything until he stepped out of his temple to go outside and he saw the real world. And then he had to re-change everything he was saying because now he saw what was really going on the planet. But if you hide from it, like most people can hide from the fact that there's people starving, no matter how spiritual everybody becomes, you're talking about 10% of the planet. We've got 7 billion people on the planet. Even if 1 billion people raised to a spiritual level, and I don't consider religious people spiritual, by any means, because here's the Ten Commandments. Let me try to explain this real fast. Moses, when he brought the people to the Promised Land, it took him four generations to get them there, which meant everybody he left with actually died before they got to where they were going. Right. And if you look at a map, he only went a little distance, but he was going around in a circle and a circle and a circle until they all died. But the sad part about that whole thing is when Moses got them to the Promised Land, all his people that got there, you know what they did? They killed everybody that was there and took it over. And that's the beginning of Christianity. I mean, how do you want to word that? I mean, people assume, like, but the Ten Commandments are what they were supposed to be following. How do you go against that? Jesus said to his followers that he healed, that he worked with, he says, go out and sin no more. He didn't say, come back next week, I'll heal you again, I'll forgive you again, and all these things. So if people were listening, those people would be growing spiritually. And we'd have a lot of spiritual people in the world right now. But we don't.
What's wrong with the New Age or the people who kind of are moving away from religion towards a kind of spiritual
thing? Here's what I really like to say. Religion is not the problem. It's people that control it and use it. The Bible was created by Constantine and five other people, and they took 40 out of the 40 Gospels, they took four. I mean, they never read Mary Magdalene's Gospel. They never read Doubting Thomas's. They never read Judas's Gospel. And they took certain ones because they used them to control the people. It was never about them learning what Jesus was teaching because that was never put in the New Testament. Now, if you start pulling out the whether they're real or not, the actual ones that they're finding now, like Mary Magdalene's manuscript, Judas's manuscript, Peter's manuscript, not Peter, sorry. But all the ones that they're finding now, if you just start reading parts of them, they're not even talking about anything that's in the Bible. So when everybody puts religion down, it's like saying, the religion says, here's Ten Commandments. But if you don't live by the Ten Commandments, it's not your religion. If you can go to war for your country and kill somebody, you're not a Christian, by quote, what Jesus was trying to teach them people. When people go to war, oh, I'm defending my country. Who's more important, God or your country? I want to die for what I believe in, not die for what they believe in. Just like when the Spanish and the British came into the United States and they slaughtered all the native people. People don't realize there was 50 million native people inside the United States 200 years ago. Now it's less than 750,000.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of people we came from. Do they sound like they're Christian? Oh, well, they're religious. No, they're not religious because they don't believe in the Ten Commandments.
Right. So that's the foundation. That was the foundation. So what do we do now? What is, you know, everyone says they're spiritual. You know, there's the whole New Age. There's people chanting, like you said.
We have to do now, we have to try to change politics. If we see all those rights were being pulled away for the past 10 years now, the right to go against Congress. There's a court order, and Obama was supposed to go to court Friday, and he didn't go. Obviously.
What was he going to go to court for?
Because there's 500 people. I think the whole state of Georgia got a court thing against Obama, and he was supposed to go to court and prove that he has a birth certificate, which he can't do. So, I mean, we have all these little things, and then whether he's a sovereign citizen, and now all these documents are coming out showing that they were trying to change all those laws in 2008 to make it like you didn't have to be a born citizen and all these things.
Well, that's in the Constitution. I mean,
right, but they're changing. They're trying to, they were trying to change it. But what I'm trying to say is, like, after 9/11 and the Patriotic Bill was being enforced, that's when we lost more of our rights. Even, I know you know the bill that just got passed last month. Now they could just come and arrest you and put you in jail, and nobody even knows about it.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, as people, we're gonna go out and vote, and who do you think is gonna get in? Not Ron Paul.
It doesn't seem to matter, actually. People loved Obama. They wanted him in.
See,
and he really hasn't done anything.
That's the problem. The rich people have to keep them there. And I don't want to get into the New World Order. That's a whole different subject. It has nothing to do with spiritualism. But as far as changing the government, free will, free rights. I mean, even we went from smoking marijuana, making it illegal, and then allowing drinking to be legal. Drinking kills more people than anything else in the United States. So we allow these things, and people get pulled into the drugs, pulled into the bliss, and I mean the fantasy or the hype of it, and they forget about spiritualism. Marriages are deteriorating. No marriages are staying together for less than 3 years now, and children are being brought up without families. So how can we become spiritual? Oh, the great aliens are going to sprinkle us with magic dust. St. Michael's going to come and spear everybody, the bad people. What's going to happen? Nothing. Just like Saturday, I don't know if you know, a ship was supposed to land Saturday and pick up 300 people, but it didn't.
Right.
So now,
who said that? Where'd that come from?
That was channeled through Michael, who's being channeled by two people and stuff like that. But that whole thing is still part of the Galactic Confederation. The Galactic Confederation goes back to Ashtar Command, and I'll tell this to anybody that's listening. Ashtar was a government program created. It's an energy field that they created that people, if they tune into this frequency, they can program that frequency to whatever they want them to see when they go into that frequency. So all these people that believe that these ships are going to really come down and save them, why didn't they do that 100 years ago? Why didn't they do that 10,000 years ago?
I can't argue with anything. I can't prove anything you're saying either, but I think the practical advice, the kind of practical day-to-day, helping people who are poor, like protesting against corporations that are trying to run our lives and create GMO products that are poisoning us. These are the kind of hardcore situations we really need to deal with.
That's where we have to put our foot in. We can't sit back and pray, because praying is only a part of it. You got to do that in the morning or at night, or you've got to go out into the day. And the medicine woman I studied with, she says, do two things in your life. Find one thing in the state that you live that you can fight against, and find something worldwide that you can put some time in and fight against. If they're killing your animals in your city, or if they're drugging your food, poisoning your food, poisoning your air, that's where you got to start. And the serious problem with chemtrails is they're spraying the whole planet. And it's trying to get other countries to be a little more aware. And I talk to people all over the world.
But why are they spraying the planet? What do you think is behind chemtrails?
There's a site, a government site. They're saying they're controlling the weather, the temperature, and trying to stop the radiation from coming through. That's the government's viewpoint on that, which is why they're doing it, supposedly. But I look at it this way. If I'm anti-aliens, so all the races are coming here for a reason. If you believe that they need gold, which the reptilians do, and another race does too, they're going to be mining Africa, because Africa had 150 gold mines found within the past year. So you're going to see sudden flows of gold and mining there. But as far as people, what we have no money. We don't have the clout. And now that they're building all these underground cities for the rich people, they all think they're going to be safe underground when the solar flares get worse. Here in Hawaii today, it's the windiest it has ever been in 6 years that I've been here. There's trees falling all around my house. I got these wires and nets over my car, and it's just scary. And they said it's going to be for 4 days, but we got the full moon tonight. And last week we had four giant solar flares. So, I mean, we got a lot going on.
Is that being manipulated, you're saying? The wind stuff and the weather's being controlled by people?
I can tell you this. And basically I was with Max. I was studying with Max. When they hit the sun with four blue beams, they call them blue bombs. And then we had two giant solar flares right after they did that. And that was like 4 years ago when we had that super giant solar flare. So, yeah, they're playing their games. They're going to find out that the moon's not a real moon, that there's something else going on in the sun. I mean, they're even talking about the planet X is coming out from the bottom of the sun right now. Are they going to talk about it? Probably not until they have to. But getting back to what you said, the only thing that's important is why I had to write my last book. I mean, I'm going to do another book on love right now, but as far as what's going on right now, a person has to find what they are spiritually inside as soul. Believing it and hearing it and saying it doesn't change you. Are you going out and helping people, picking them up off the street and feeding them? Or are you still afraid to take them in your house and wash them? I'm sure you are. I mean, we still say we love everybody, but are you showing it to everybody? Are you giving unconditional love to everything that you do? I mean, these people, I can go into every single name of the people that are out there, the people that are channeling the supposedly super angels and super that. And I don't see any truth coming out as far as what's really going to go down in the next year. I mean, it's not going to be like this giant ship's going to bomb everybody because they're happy with controlling us. I can go into how they're cloning the Grays up in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Wait, who's Why? Cloning the Grays?
Our government is. All right. I just did a seminar up at the UFO convention up down near Area 51, and I got to be with two people. One of them worked for the government filming the UFOs and everything, and she was actually taken on a ship to the moon. I wouldn't even – it's her story. I mean, I could give it to you, but that's maybe just something else.
Well, I'd love to interview her about going to the moon. What did she say is on the moon?
Well, the base. There's a base on there, but on the ship going to the moon was a reptilian and a gray. And here's the really scary part. When she was on the ship, the U.S. people, our government people, were raping her while the reptilian stayed behind the wall watching, and the gray came over to them after it was over and says, she's not of your race. She's going to come back after you. So whether that whole story is kind of really out there too, but the other speaker was talking about working with the Nordics, how he's finding good work and things are happening with him working with the Nordics. The Nordics travel on the same ships the reptilians do.
So you're saying none of these alien races are very good, are here to help us?
No. Do you know anything about Bill Myers, aliens, and all that stuff?
Billy Meyer in Switzerland, the Pleiades? Yeah, well, he said they're good, but I don't believe some of Billy Meyer's stuff. You know?
Well, I don't believe much of it at all, because if you were spiritual and advanced, you would help people that you felt like you really wanted to help, and they would be helping us right now. The ocean's becoming toxic. It's almost at the level of complete contamination. The radiation waves are coming towards Hawaii. I mean, it's pouring out into the ocean. All these things are happening.
I mean, from Japan, it's all coming.
Right.
Yeah. Are people feeling it in Hawaii, the radiation?
Well, the people in Hawaii, the hospitals are filled with people that can't breathe, lung problems, and sinus conditions. And for me personally, over the past couple months, I have just liquid pouring out of my nose, just pouring out like water, just pouring out for a while.
You do? From being in Maui? You're in Maui.
Yeah, it's gold water.
That's a reaction to the radiation from Japan, you think?
Well, it's a combination of the chemtrails and the radiation together. The plants are dying, and people don't know it, but in Hawaii, all the bees are dying. Wow. We lost millions and millions of dollars of products because of the bees dying last year, and it's escalating. And I know the bats are dying around the world right now, and all the things that pollinate things are dying. So the government, with Merkel, and I don't want to get into Monsanto and what he's doing with the government, the president, and everything else. It's all connected. And it's all about contaminating food and controlling food and all that kind of stuff. But getting back to what you originally said, the only thing that's going to help us is becoming spiritually aware of who we are without the body. Because you can't save your body no matter what you do. I mean, taking all these herbs and stuff. They drop a bomb on you. You can take a lot of herbs. It's not going to protect you. So what I'm saying is you have to be aware. But that's what Jesus was teaching. He wasn't teaching about love everybody and let's make the world a better place. And people in their own right mind made hell from planet Earth. Planet Earth was hell. This is where soul comes down, starts its mission and growth and learning and understanding. And that's why it's here. And if we change it, souls coming down, oh, they're all enlightened. I was aware of the Blue Star Children when I was between 15 and 17 years ago. And then people say the Indigo children and the Star children. They're all different. They're coming from different races and different worlds. And as far as what's happening right now, we're at a place where soul is in critical mass of being abducted. Now, there's a good book, and I'm telling everybody, not that I believe anything that she's saying now, but Barbara Marciniak wrote a book called Bringers of the Dawn. And right. That was many years ago, and she explained about the grid work around the planet and how it's going to absorb soul. And if people aren't spiritually aware enough of their spiritual body, they're not going to be able to fight going through that net that's around the planet. So, yeah, I support her in that book, but I mean the new book, The Goddess and everything else, and then now it's coming back to the Earth Goddess and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think Barbara lost some of her her connection to whatever.
Well, I listened to everybody. I met everybody. I don't want to say everybody's name, but I met most of the people out there at every level, from channeling to hit by lightning, all those kind of people. I met them all. And they all have serious stories going on now. And what they're trying to bring out, because you can make money on it if you say something to somebody and say everything's beautiful and it's going to be incredibly good and all this stuff, you're going to pay money. You're not going to pay money to hear somebody say, oh, you're going to die next year.
Wait, so you're saying it's not, the situation for the future is not very hopeful? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying the planet's not going to die.
Right.
But I feel for a spiritual growth to go into the golden age, it's going to have to be purified. And you can't just take a murderer and put him in a room with a loving being and poof, he's a loving being. That's not going to happen. Souls reincarnated hundreds of times already. And this is the best they have ever been right now. So to say that he's going to jump into six-dimensional Christ consciousness, doesn't even know who Christ is or anything about it, but oh, I'm going to be that energy and I'm going to be bliss. And it's a beautiful thought. We always created the man on the white, the guy on the white horse, right? And he saves the day. We want that. Everybody wants that. I want that, but it's not a realistic fact.
It's a fantasy.
It's a fantasy. If you look what's happening on the planet right now, I can tell you, I've been following the earthquakes for the past year and a half. Just yesterday, there was 10. There was a 6.5, 5.8. Day before, there was a 7.2, but there's 10. 10 over 5.1 every day, every other day now. If you look at the Ring of Fire, Hawaii is right in the middle, but the Ring of Fire is so bad, and for the past 10 years, it's growing higher and higher, the amount of earthquakes per week. It's an average of about 220 per week now that are over 5 or over like 3.4 and stuff like that. Now, if you go back 100 years, it was 90% less. That's a change. The Earth's making noise. It's rumbling all the time right now. And in the Ring of Fire, you got the HAARP system up in Alaska, and you got the biggest army base on the planet in Australia. Just look at the map, pull up your earthquake chart, look at the earthquakes around Australia every other day right now. And then it goes right to all the way up to Japan. We're in trouble. The Earth's in trouble. And now we're going to have these alignments with the other planets and Pleiadians are going to be in alignment with us. And then all these things that are going to align this year are what's going to cause more magnetic fields to affect the planet. We're all magnetic beings. Magnetic fields affect us. And to say that spiritual energy is going to just wave us and make us all I wish it was true. Take two magnets, put them together. I mean, it becomes stronger energy. But where's that field coming from? St. Michael, St. Gabriel? I mean, these beings, I mean, they're going to make us all bliss? No, go back to the Bible, and like Sodom and Gomorrah. Read that story, what happened to the bad people. They didn't step into bliss.
But you are saying that we are more spiritually evolved than we've ever been, and we
right.
have to go through a purification of our belief systems and our structures, government structures, economic structures, and we will come out. I mean, I feel we will come out the other side and live in a much more peaceful
Here's what I was shown. There's two worlds being created. Whether all the good people stay on this world or they're all going to the next world is not. I was shown that there are two worlds and they're going to be a split. I wasn't shown who's going to take which world. I really feel this was always hell. And for it to change, why do that? It works fine to keep those souls in here that are abusive. You wouldn't want these souls that are in here right now to go up into the higher realms of God. Why? I mean, oh, well, they just became spiritual. No. And we all won. I mean, I'm so out of that thing. Then you're giving up the aspect that there is a God. And I believe in God. And I know there's a God. I experience God. I experience Jesus. Jesus wasn't talking about him being God. He never said that. So, I mean, I'll debate that to any spiritual person, any Christian, including the Pope. I've been writing the Pope letters. He's involved with telescopes, and he's watching the solar system. He comes out and says aliens are our friends. Why? Because he has to. Because the last prophecy, which was never released, and I'm going to say it, is saying that the reptilian, not the reptilian race, and the alien race will take over the world, period.
This is the last Fatima prophecy? Which prophecy?
Right. Uh-huh. And do you know she was locked up in a vault, not a vault, but she was locked up in a cell, kind of, until she died. And after she died, they sealed that room up because they don't want nobody to know what that last prophecy was. And, I mean, there's all speculation and talk and stuff. And the Pope says, I can't release it right now because he won't. Right. I mean, the alien stuff is so contradictory to spiritual stuff. But see, what I was trying to say, the human race is so desperate because of the government taking away our food, our freedom, our right to voting, right to work. I mean, all those things are being taken away from us. Yeah, we're looking, pulling straws. I don't care which one I pull. One of them's going to work. But and you, to believe.
Yeah, no, you said, just told, but you said there's another world that we are being, that's being created.
That, all right.
Yeah.
When you rise out of your body, that's the only way I could word it. That spirit body is a glowing ball of light. And the higher it goes, the brighter it gets. Just by looking at that, you can tell what world you're going to. But this world that's being created, it'll probably be part of the astral world. And when we were involved, I told you, I guess when we were working up in Jersey, when we were working there with all the government, UFOs and aliens and all that stuff, there was a split in the vortex. And that's basically true. Because the anniversary of that is when the whole East Coast went into a blackout from Canada all the way down to Florida.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. But when we were up in that vortex, we were filming all kinds of creatures and weird stuff. I mean, we were close to them and things. I was 2 feet from a Bigfoot there even. But government...
Where was that vortex you were at?
Wanakee, New Jersey.
Oh,
basically,
yeah.
Tesla was doing all his work there with DuPont.
Yeah.
And they flooded the city.
Yeah.
And for 6 months, UFOs were going in and out of the reservoir while the government was army stationed around it. I mean, Jersey has the most UFO information and facts if anybody wants to look.
You
and
know,
funny.
I saw some of those pictures of some of those beings coming through the vortex when you were working with
Brian,
Brian Williams years ago in the 90s. Yeah.
Well, it's like people don't want to see that, but now everybody's talking about the shadow people and the hat people. I mean, they're only catching up. And that's why we stopped showing the pictures, stopped going around the world, because people didn't want the truth. They just want happiness. I mean, I don't blame them. I would love happiness. But I'm so ingrained with the truth and what's really going on with the planet and life and other worlds and dimensions. I mean, I was doing exorcisms 25 years ago. I mean, there's a guy that did 365 last year alone. One person doing it. So he was doing one every single day, and he was appointed by the Vatican to do it. Wait, so, I mean...
Yeah. No, but you're saying the only way to achieve this higher state is to go beyond the body? You don't think... It doesn't seem like the body is the problem. It seems like the mind is the problem.
Well, the mind controls the body. But if you think your body's so spiritual, give up eating. If you can do that, you'll align your body. But very few people can do that. There's a few people that can live a year or two without eating and things, but they're aligning their body, but their body's skinny. But as long as the mind feeds it, and I mean, you go to the bathroom, you take a shower, you get dirty. I mean, the body's not pure at any level. The light that shines on it is, the light that shines out of it can be. But you got to purify all that too.
Yeah, but what makes people live in hell is the psychological stuff that they're dealing with. It's nothing to do with the body. I mean,
here's five things that keep humans in the physical world: lust, greed, anger, vanity, and attachment. And attachment means attachment to family. They'll reincarnate. Everybody I talk to, when they go to heaven, they want to be with their family. Which family? This lifetime, 100 lifetimes ago, all of them, or if you're married three times in this lifetime, which one do you want to be with? All of them? I mean, people.
Yeah, it's a joke. They didn't even want to be with their family when they were here, you know?
You know, see, that's so bizarre. I said, look, think about what. So don't think about yourself. That's ego. And I said, no. Once you become aware of God, that you're an aspect of that, you can live from that level. But if you don't live from that level, you can't live as a spiritual being like everybody says they are. Oh, I see the light. You got to go through the light. That's not where you stay. But when you travel, I mean, here's the five lower realms. I can give you a name of a person, but let me just say this. In the lower realms, in the astral plane, you're real coarse. You're very much human. But when you start going to the third world and fourth world, these aren't dimensions, the realms themselves, you're becoming pure light. Does that need sex? Does that need food? It doesn't need any of those things. As long as we hold on to food, love, sex, marriage, you're going to stay in a body. You're not going to experience like the multi-universe or super universe if you're in a physical body. Your mind can't even hold the thought of universe, 10 billion times more universes in the universe next to ours, and then keep growing and growing, and how many trillions of different races there are. So as long as we're humble and give up all that, you can start purifying the body. Like I said, you start giving up eating, start giving up all these things if you want to purify the body and stay here. But everybody that's talking about bliss and being pure and changing ascension and rising to fifth dimension, they're going to still be eating animals. They're going to be still killing. They're going to be still doing these things that we're doing right now.
But the biggest problem is the brainwashing and conditioning of things like religion, education, culture, television. You know, that's a problem.
Even that brainwashing right now that's going on is condemning all religions. It's not religion. It's the people that read the wording. They can't understand it. I mean, going and blowing yourself up for God. God never said that. Show me any place in any documents where it said God killed, go out and blow people up for me. I mean, people twist their teachings. So it's like if you had a real Bible that had five spiritual laws of life, and, well, I'm going to change this. I don't like the way what this means and use it a different way, but I'm still following up. You're not. Like, even the Emerald tablets, if you study those things, those tablets, it goes beyond. It says the truth will always destroy the lie, but you have to live within the truth. As long as you, like you're saying, brainwashed. I don't believe religion's bad. I was religion. I followed religion when I was little. I was a witch. I did ghostbusting when I was 16 years old. So I know all these things are real, but what do you want to focus on? The government, how they're feeding us, they're poisoning us. We can't get a job. They're taking our jobs away. Brainwashing means, okay, now I believe God is a monkey. I mean, that's brainwashing. Science is brainwashing, saying that, oh, we can't do this. We can't travel faster than the speed of light. And that's Einstein's stupid theory. When I filmed my first UFO, we realized how fast it was going. I mean, and people say, well, this is a UFO. No, there's a lot of government ships. Once we took over the reptilian ships and the gray ships and started going to Mars, we had the same technology for that. But their technology was 100 times more advanced than ours now. So, yeah, you can't see a lot of these reptilian ships. And that we talked about that 15 years ago. If you put a camera to the sky and film it and watch it in slow motion, you're going to see ships going every which way.
Right. But I do think the vibration of the Earth is changing. I think that's why there's all these UFOs happening, all these earthquakes. And as the vibration of the Earth changes, the human vehicle, the body, the physical body of humans also starts to shift in frequency. And then the mind starts to shift along with the body to open up to these higher realms.
Here's something that's really important right now. There's a book from Peter Moon. I did you ever read it? Transylvania Moonrise?
Pennsylvania.
Moonrise.
No, is that a new book?
The old book was Sunrise, and now it's Moonrise because it's the new book that he just released. Sean put out a new book about the Montauk Project. Here's two things about pyramids and what they found inside the pyramids. And basically they have a machine they found in a pyramid that can read your DNA and tell you what you are, what races you are and stuff. These are things that are just being found right now. So,
but it doesn't matter what race we are because, you know, here we are We have to make the best of it here as human beings right now in this moment.
Oh, no, I totally agree with that. Right. If you don't get involved with anything, you're not going to change anything.
Right.
If you now, and here's the saddest thing that I can see going on right now. Tibet, to me, is the most spiritual country on the planet. And they're being taken over by China. They're destroying them and killing them. They're taking the lamas out of the temples and all that stuff. So it's, and these people just sit there praying. They're not going out looting and killing and robbing and stuff. And the United States isn't supporting Tibet, but will support Iraq or Iran. So we have to change morals, but everybody has to do it. It's not one person can make the change. We have to consciously all agree to do something and then change it. If the United States, if 65% or more went and stood in the streets in front of the White House, either they'd kill us all or they'd have to change something. And,
well,
and that would...
I think that's going to happen. I think this is the year where we will see big political...
Well, no. That's what is happening. You're right. The riots are building around the world, in New York City, Washington, all the countries, and people are trying to fight, but that's why the government has been building all these underground prisons. That's why they have the highest technology as far as weapons and all these other things. They're getting prepared for the same thing. But you have to go further. The reptilian race, the New World Order, the money control, what they want for a world. They want slaves. They don't want people that have free will that can take away their money. And I don't believe anybody should have $10 billion or $50 trillion.
Right.
Why? I mean, but see, that's, I mean, Jesus spoke that how long ago? 2,000 years ago?
So I mean, we have to wrap up, but what, tell people like how to, what books you've written and how to find you and your website if they want to, you know, pursue some of the topics that you brought up tonight.
All right. I'm totally open. I'm online almost all the time writing. My name is Hawk's Blood. My book's under Hawk's Blood 1. You could actually go into my site, hawksblood1aol.com is my email address. My website is How to See God. .org. And my first book was How to See God, and I wrote that a long time ago, but it's real simple and it's a good book to start reading.
Then your next book was what?
When Truth is Called Crazy, because everybody I work with and everybody I dealt with is always saying, "Oh, you're crazy, you're crazy, you're crazy." But I saw things and I experienced things and I know things are real that they'll never get to experience. And my new book is Truth Beyond the Illusion, because the government's setting up the illusion that that's people are being pulled into, and the New Age people are pulling into the wave of the energy of the Galactic Confederation. I mean, that wave, fifth dimension. We're in fifth dimension, whether people want to know that or not. It's, we limit ourselves to third dimensional thinking, but we are in fifth dimensional or sixth dimensional even. So I mean, we can be that instantly.
Well, we are. So what's the quick way of how to see God? What's that book, first book of yours?
It's explaining what you're going to experience when you leave your body and the worlds and the gods, the deities, and everything that's possible when you start leaving the physical body. And being prepared to work with your angels and seeing who they really are.
So you've done this. You've left your body. Is that what you're saying?
I've been doing this for... I had my first experience when I was 25 that was totally... out of my body experience in front of 13 people. I saw the next 10 years of my life. I have so many other gifts that were given to me. I was empathic for 2 years, completely empathic. I could read everybody's thoughts, feelings, emotions. And it was sickening because you see their aura, and most people's aura is gray. They got holes in it. And I begged spirit to take it away. But I'm just saying, getting back to the technique, you need to find a simple technique to relax your mind, forget about this world, and focus on a higher consciousness level. Not like that it's going to make everybody perfect or anything. Just you. You got to work on yourself. Until you become self-realized, before you can get God realized, you have to start there. So doing a technique, I mean, I wish I had more time. I could give you simple techniques to work with. But basically, find a tree, sit next to it, close your eyes, find a sound that sounds good, and chant it. Eliminate the thinking. And focus on an angel even. Just... don't give it a name. Don't say Michael or Gabriel, because Gabriel and Michael don't want to be with 7 billion people right now that are thinking about stupid things. So focus on just what angels actually working with you. And every soul has beings that work with them. I was 6 years old till I was 11, being visited by a being for that whole time. I didn't know who it was until 20 years later. So once you open up to it, you're able to experience it, but you can't say and limit names like man-made names like Gabriel and Michael. Go further back, because you have to go back to the beginning of time, beginning of your spiritual step down onto this planet, and see what you're working with and realize what's been going on and how the corruption's been changing through the wording of angels and demons. Oh, no, demons aren't real, but angels are. I mean, we limit our thinking, even if you're a new age person. I work with people at every level, and I challenge certain people. I can get into it, but I wouldn't say his name right now. Challenge him to his face, because he swore he had all these incarnations. I mean, he was saved by the light and things like that. And I said, okay, who are you? And he turns around and says he's a Luciferian. So when you challenge people to what they really know, then what they really read and felt, stepping out of your body is the most important starting point to experience what you truly are.
But you ultimately believe, and we do have to finish up here, that the future looks really positive once we get through all this, like, very difficult stuff.
If you're a spiritual being, you're going to step into a spiritual world wherever it is, period. And it's not like every murderer and rapist is going to be out on the street shining crystal balls of light around them and everything else. That is not going to happen. Wishful thinking might happen in your own mind, but in reality, this world's affected by the reality, the duality of the physical realm. When you leave it, you can get away from it. It's like saying, holding onto a ball and say, oh, it's going to be a fruit and I'm going to eat it. That would be a different dimension.
I mean, the spiritual work still continues even beyond this realm.
Right.
But thanks, Tommy. Thanks for all the information and your website again.
www.howtoseegod.org. O-R-G. Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a debate between you and some, like, new age.
Anytime. I would love to, because I can say the names of the people that I actually put letters to and they had to call me up and we debated it. And I'm talking the biggest names out there. I'm debating them right now, from the UFO world to the new age world, because, like, time's critical. And it's not about, like, oh, let's just pray that 2012 comes and we turn into these super spiritual beings. 1 year, we had trillions of years to get to where we are now, and it's going to happen in 1 year, that we're all going to become spiritual. And if you believe that you become super spiritual because you want to, that's a great belief. But spiritualism is a work thing that you have to work to get to achieve, to attain. I'll leave it at that.
Well, thank you. I think we have been working for a long time, and I think it's an ongoing work. It's not
right.
Something that you just achieve and boom. It's every minute we're being challenged to do to the lower path or the higher path.
Well, basically, the programming is staying here or leaving. That's the bottom line.
Well,
if you want to stay in the physical realm, dealing with the physical things.
The physical realm is shifting so we can shift our consciousness. I think that's what this...
Last thought, real fast. Be a ball of light. Shine through the universe. Does it think, feel, have emotions about people, what they feel and stuff? Just be that ball, like, expanding millions of times every second, getting wider and wider, becoming this light that's going forever, infinity. And then try to focus on the point somewhere billions down the road. And then you'll experience the higher level of yourself. With that, it was a pleasure. I'm really glad that you had me on your show, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy. We'll do it again, okay?
Sounds great. I'm open for a debate anytime.
Okay. I just wanted to get the ground, like, what your basic core issues, and then now I got them, and then we'll take it from there.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Tommy.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Talking to Tommy Hawksblood. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you want to reach me, go to my website, newrealities.com. Email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thanks for listening tonight. So, In the Fire by In the Fire.
I walk in the fire. Feel the flame, feel the pain. Get up again, go on. Like a star. Like a star.